We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got to get to our man, Brian Baldinger here from NFL Network and Radio.com Insider. Baldy joins us here at Bonta Hill. Matt Snyman's there to Guru Johnson. Baldy, the deal got done. George Kittle gets his money. It looks like a win-win deal. What's not to like about it?
Nothing. You know, I mean, George Kittle is going to be a 49er for the next 6 years, at least the next six years. And that's what they wanted. And they've got the best tight end locked up in an offense that just really knows how to feature him. He's the best blocking tight end in the league. And, you know, he's dynamic after the catch and probably has more records to set before he's through. And, you know, you just keep a big part of the offense together and something that you don't have to worry about. And, you know, and then, you know, once you get your quarterback, your tight end, you got a left tackle, I mean, you just get your key pieces in place. And, you know, you keep the train on the tracks and you keep rolling. And, you know, the great thing about George, I really, for everybody around the league, I mean, this is a fifth-round pick out of Iowa that nobody saw coming. Nobody saw this happening. Came to Iowa, you know, with Kirk Ferentz at 200 pounds and all he's done is work. And that's all he's ever going to do. And some guys, I think, you give them this type of an extension and you kind of like – sleep with one eye open at night going, man, do we make the right move? This is one player that you never have to worry about. He's never going to stop working because that's just who he is.
Hey, Baldy, you're burying the lead a little bit. You know what this week is, don't you? It's Shark Week, literally this week, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Of course. It's Shark Week.
It's Discovery Channel Shark Week.
I saw where the 49ers reposted one of my videos about me calling, you know, one of their games like Shark Week last year, and I got a big kick out of it, you know, just tying it all together.
Yeah, well, George Kittle's not chum, I know that. Hey,
no.
You know, I'm really interested. How does a guy go from being a fifth-round pick to maybe the best tight end in football? How do you spot that? And why did only the 49ers spot it, not until the fifth round, do you think?
Well, it took a while for him to get on the field at Iowa. The one thing, I did a film session with him last year, and, you know, his dad was in the room with us. His dad was the offensive line coach at Oklahoma. He's like, look, I mean, they told him when he went to Iowa, like, you're not going to get on the field until you can block. You know, and that's what that offense is. Now, that not every offense in college football, in fact, very, very few, demand that from their tight ends. But you're not going to get on the field unless you can do it there because they're a two tight end offense and they like to run the ball, which is, you know, a dinosaur. So he comes in, he can block. He lived in the weight room and just got stronger and more explosive. I mean, the guy can flat out run. We've seen that. And then, you know, and then some guys just develop later. They don't develop at age 18 or 19. Maybe they're not done developing until they're 25 or 26. And I think George is a late bloomer. He's continuing to develop. And sometimes you just, you know, go to the combine, look at the college tape, and you go, it's a finished product. And sometimes that's true. And then sometimes it's just, it's nothing but falsehood. And for George, you know, I don't think you can measure that, you know, that heart inside of a person about how great they want to be and how good they want to be. And so, you know, it helped that 2 years ago when he set the record for, you know, receiving yards by a tight end, you know, they didn't really have dynamic receivers. Like, he was the dynamic receiver. And then you just saw him, like, finish these 75-yard touchdowns runs, you know, run after the catch and all that, and you go, wow, Like, this guy is explosive. And I remember I was talking to his tight end coach before the fantastic game in New Orleans this year. And he told George, he said to him, he goes, look, just because you get hit or tackled doesn't mean you have to go down. And it doesn't mean you have to go out of bounds. And he challenged George to, like, stay on your feet, stay in bounds, don't go down, like, run through it. And he started thinking about those kind of basic things that you don't see a lot of guys doing in this business.
Baldy, my brother, was like, you know what, Kelsey? I mean, Kittle's not Kelsey or Gronk. I'm like, those are two different offenses. And I know Kittle's a great run blocker. But I think when you look at guys like Kelsey, you know, they play in a different offense, they throw the ball more. I don't think that gap just in regard to hands is as big as people think it is. I put Kittle's hands up there with Kelsey. Do you think that's fair?
Yeah. Yeah. I see a great set of hands. I don't see him dropping balls. I just don't see it, you know. And so he doesn't get as many targets as Kelsey does. Kelsey's going to get more opportunities. He's going to catch. I think he had 97 catches last year. He's going to get more catches. He's targeted more. That's all right. You know, this is a run-based offense in San Francisco. And you just watch. I mean, I know you guys have seen it, so I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But just look how excited he gets when he throws the key block to Spring, you know, Matt Breida or, you know, Raheem Mostert or maybe Jerick McKinnon this year, you know, whoever. Just look at the excitement he gets when he throws one of those blocks. And, I mean, it's just rare. I mean, he's a true Y. And a true Y is a guy you line up at the end of the line of scrimmage and you run to the strong side, and he's a big part of it. Those games against the Packers last year, I mean, the Packers didn't know what they were doing. And he was a big part of that run success that they had.
Brian Baldinger here on 95.7 The Game, NFL Network analyst, as well as the Radio.com insider. Follow him at Baldy NFL on Twitter. Baldy, what's the next phase in George Kittle's game? What can he do better? I think you're spot on when you talk about the run blocking, the pass blocking. I guess I'm asking, what does he need to do better as a wide receiver now?
Well, I think you can always run just – I think anybody can always work on the route running. You know, whether it's, you know, you watch some of these, you know, veteran players run routes in the league and they just change speed so well. You know, they don't always sprint on every single route. Sometimes they lull you to sleep and then they separate. I mean, there's just always nuances of the game, whether it's just head fakes or how you plant and how you, you know, you come out of your breaks, you know, cleaner or better or back to the ball better and give, you know, Jimmy G a better target to throw the ball. I think you can always do those kind of things. I don't think there's any phase of the game that George looks at right now and go, I got this mastered. You know, I think it just starts with that. Like, I haven't mastered anything yet. I'm an improving, ascending player. And I think when you have that mindset, you always find ways to improve. Larry Bird always did. Michael Jordan always did. Magic Johnson developed a junior sky hook one year. You know, I mean, like, you can always – I'm just using basketball references. But I don't think that Steph Curry feels like he's a finished product.
No doubt.
Yeah, and I think that George – is that type of person.
Brian Baldy, you hear? Yeah, it's very, very interesting here. Baldy, so good to hear from you. Niner fans are pumped up. We're pumped up. George Kittle will be a Niner for the foreseeable future. Now we get to get football, baby. About 4.5 weeks away, Niners-Cardinals week 1 at Levi Stadium. Baldy, take care, brother. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.